Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. We're having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer. I'm Jim Blasingame, and Peter's been with us now for about 17 years. He's the founder of the Meyer Group, author of Creating and Dominating New Markets, also Warp Speed Growth. That's two of his books. A very prolific writer. I encourage you to go to his website, Meyer Group, MeyerGrp.com, and keeping up with his articles. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Peter, thanks again for being here. We're talking about selling, how to be smarter about selling, and how to how to set yourself up for a good sales call. And I love the way you described going into a turn. You know, when you watch more recently, if you watch any of the Indianapolis 500 or any of the Formula One racing, when they go into a turn, they swing wide, don't they? They go straight down the backstretch, and then they swing wide, and then they scoot into the turn, as you say, to hold their speed. And it's strategic, isn't it? They know at each point when to turn and when to let off and when to go forward and when to you know how to hold the line, and into the curve. And a sale is a lot like that, isn't it?
A sale is like that, and our business are like that. And what's interesting, of course, is that if I'm driving a car at that speed, I don't want to lose speed in a turn. I don't want to bleed speed. I want my car to be the fastest overall. And in today's market, I have the same thing. I don't want to lose speed because I'm being flimsy or flippant going into a turn. When I move into a big sale proposition, I want to set it up in the same way that you're describing a Fortune a Formula One driver, to be able to set it up so that I don't lose any speed. I come out the other side, and I feel satisfied, and there's a smile on my face when I come out.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways to do that is to remember that although everybody wants to save money, when I ask people what the most important resources we have are in our business, people, time, money. Money is always third on the list. And if I walk up to my customer and I say in a straightforward and stern way, I can save you money, I am wasting speed in that turn. I've set it up incorrectly, and I can do better. And the way I can do better is to set it up by saying, what do you want most of all? What is the most important thing on your list of buying criteria?
Mm-hmm.
Making sure I have that set up correctly, and then enter the turn set up to deliver against those criteria, whether or not it involves saving money.
Mm-hmm. One of the things. Yeah, that smile thing, that's really important. One of the things that I try to encourage people to do is just to say, look, when you talk to a customer, I'm sure you've been doing your homework. I'm sure you've done some research. Tell me so I can help you, so I don't waste your time, and so I can make sure that I focus on the things that you need me to focus on. Tell me where you're, how far you've gone, how far you've gotten, where are you stuck, what's on your mind, what are you trying to accomplish now? Things like that, those kinds of things. Because what that does is you're letting them know that you know they're not a dummy. You know that they're smart about this. You're just trying to make sure that you plug in the most intelligent way. People appreciate that today. You didn't do that. You didn't do things like that 30 years ago. But today you have to. Otherwise, you're going to – when I walk into to a business and they start with, you know, this is a football, square one, I just turn around and walk out because I know that I don't have time to deal with this person.
We all want to be listened to, so that's how we should go.
Mm-hmm.
We all like to be smiled at, so that's what we should sell. We all like our main criteria for success to be met, so that's what we should sell. And that's what you set up to turn, thinking about those three things. Am I listening? Am I smiling? Do I know the customer success criteria? If I know those things and I have the customer understanding I know those things, then I can enter the sales chicanery through the turns, around the objections, no matter what the turn's going to spit up at you, and feel comfortable that I can handle it.
Well said. Well said, Peter. Good job. And thank you again today for these perspectives. We appreciate it very much. Will you come back soon?
Whenever you want me to, I'm happy to.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, MeyerGroup.com, GRP.com. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.